This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his British counterpart Keir Starmer in London today. The wide-ranging talks are expected to focus on imparting a new momentum in the strategic ties between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi arrived in UK last night on a two-day visit to expand the bilateral ties in areas of defence, trade and technology. The two countries will also sign a landmark free trade agreement, FTA. The trade deal firmed up after 3 years of negotiations is expected to ensure comprehensive market access for Indian goods across all sectors, and India will gain from tariff elimination on about 99% of product categories, covering almost 100% of the trade values. We have a report from our correspondent.
Last evening when Mr. Modi reached London, he was welcomed with much enthusiasm by the Indian diaspora waiting to see him. The Prime Minister shook hands with many as the crowd cheered him and cultural troops played music of different states of India. Some of the persons, including women, got emotional as well seeing Mr. Modi. He also met the winners of No India program. People from all age groups were excited to see him.
Mera naam Vaidehi hai. It is my first time seeing him in person and this is a very exciting moment for me.
Mr. Modi will interact with Mr. Starmer today on wide-ranging issues to further enhance the economic partnership aimed at fostering prosperity, growth and jobs creation in both countries. Signing of the FTA will further strengthen the historical relations between both the countries. Later in the evening, Mr. Modi will call upon the King Charles III as well. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, London.
From London, the Prime Minister will travel to the Maldives tomorrow at the invitation of President Mohamed Muizu on the second leg of his two-nation visit. The Lok Sabha had been adjourned till 2 p.m. following the ruckus created by opposition over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla took up the question hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering and trooped into the well of the House, demanding discussion on special intensive revision in Bihar and other issues. Mr. Birla appealed to the opposition to allow the question hour, saying that their conduct is not as per the dignity of the House.
पुनः आपसे आग्रह करता हूं लोगों की अपेक्षाएं आकांक्षाओं को उठाने के लिए तख्तियां लेकर मेजें खोदने के लिए नहीं भेजा है आप अपने अपने आसन पर जाएं प्रश्नकाल के बाद नियमों के तहत आपको हर मुद्दे विषय पर बोलने दिया जाएगा नहीं तो सदन की कार्रवाई आज 2 बजे तक के लिए स्थगित की जाती है
The Supreme Court has stayed the Bombay High Court's order which acquitted all 12 accused in the 2006 Mumbai train blast case. The Supreme Court issued notice in the criminal appeals filed by the state of Maharashtra challenging the Bombay High Court's judgment. India has resumed issuing tourist visas to Chinese nationals from today after a 5-year hiatus. Visas can be applied for online and obtained after an appointment at the Indian Embassy in Beijing and consulates in Shanghai and Guangzhou. The Indian Embassy in Beijing, in a statement, informed that Chinese citizens can apply for a tourist visa to India after completing an online application, scheduling an appointment and personally submitting their passport and other required documents to the Indian visa application centres. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will announce the National Cooperative Policy 2025 at Atal Akshay Urja Bhavan in New Delhi today. The policy, seen as a major reform initiative, is expected to guide India's cooperative movement for the next 2 decades from 2025 to 2045. In cricket, India will resume their first innings against hosts England on day 2 of the 4th test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series at Old Trafford in Manchester today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Earlier, bad light brought early stumps on day 1 with India reaching 264 for 4 in 83 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.